Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello again and welcome to Retirement Income Solutions. I'm Steve Gramsey with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors and financial coaches at Security First Asset Management, serving Middle Georgia with offices in Dublin and Macon. And don't forget, you can find us online at CompleteThePlan.com. We'll be giving out the telephone number that you'll call if you'd like to have a discussion with Bill or Daniel or the team in just a little while. But right now, let's again welcome Bill and Daniel back. Glad to have you guys. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Good morning. It's a great day in Georgia.
Yeah, it's his time of the year where you have to start considering air condition and staying indoors because that humidity is cranking up. But unless you can be out on that boat, maybe doing some fishing or in the water, it's a good day to be listening on the radio indoors to Retirement Income Solutions. So, guys, if you're ready, we can get started with the mailbag and one from Donnie in Warner Robins. Donnie says, I'm convinced that a market crash is coming any day now, but I've also thought that for the last 4 years. I missed out on a lot of growth because of that fear. What's your advice for a head case like me, says Donnie?
Well, Donnie, I don't think you're a head case. I think that it's very normal and natural to feel anxious about having money invested in the stock market in uncertain times. Certainly, there has been a lot of growth in the market. We are into the second longest bull market in history now, which is over 9 years long. So deciding when to invest and how to time the market is very difficult. Our approach is different than that. We lay out a financial plan and determine how long you would need to access certain monies that you have in the stock market. You don't want to have to spend any monies or sell any stocks or equities in a down market. So that has to be considered your long-term growth money. You don't try to time the market with your stock market portfolio. So the question really becomes, is now a good time to invest? And I think that it can be. It depends on what you're buying. We have to be more selective now with price levels that we're seeing in equities. But certainly the emotion, the emotional roller coaster that you find yourself on is normal. So I think it makes sense to have a good financial plan and understand what portion of your money should invest for long-term growth and then just not worry about the short-term results of a long-term plan.
Okay, and we will go back to the mailbag a little bit later on in the program. We hope, Donnie, that helped you. Also in the program today, we're going to talk about the planning process, recognizing the difference between an advisor who's actually planning and one who might just be trying to do more selling. But in this segment, we're also going to talk about fuzzy math in a second, but I can't put it off any longer. We always look forward to the fact of the week. Bill Danner, what have you got for us today?
Thank you, Stephen. We have, from the Wall Street Journal, June 1st, 2017, some 32% of small businesses had openings they couldn't fill, the largest since 2001. That's good news. However, the quality of labor was cited by 17% of the firms as their biggest problem, a 10-year high. So the quality of the labor force was cited by being 17% of the firms surveyed as being their biggest problem. That's amazing.
So there are.
So we're not teaching the skills we ought to be teaching.
No, and you know, that may not be the entire crux of the problem because there are many companies that can't find enough help. And so they're not finding qualified candidates. And so they're having to hire less than qualified candidates. And that could be a reason why the survey turned out like that. People don't have the experience to do the jobs they're doing or maybe the motivation. You think?
Yeah. Well, we've got, could be.
All right.
We're creating the jobs, but we got to find the folks to qualified to have them.
Yeah, or we've got to find a way to get them trained so they can do quality jobs. So maybe we could use a few more mathematicians, too. And I think the world is probably short on those. Bill and Daniel, I know how good you gentlemen are at. You must be good at all financials, but I was never really great. I need some calculators. I need some tools in order to get accurate answers to my financial questions. So let's talk about fuzzy math, because there's probably more of us than less of us who have it, and it's probably not by design or on purpose. But a lot of investors, and quite frankly, a lot of advisors, fall victim to it when it comes to their retirement planning. Explain, guys, why someone making these statements might be employing fuzzy math. Number one for you, the mutual funds that I'm currently invested in have averaged 7% annual growth for the last 5 years, and I'm perfectly happy with that return throughout my retirement. Is that fuzzy math?
Well, it certainly could be. Averages can be very deceiving. Just because you get an average of 7% rate of return, that doesn't necessarily mean that your money has grown the way you would expect. If you have a high return 1 year and then you have big losses the next year, the average could still be positive, but your money actually can look a little bit differently. Meaning you always don't want to just look at the returns. You want to look at the sequence of returns. Consistency of returns is more important than just an average, because you can have wild volatility and have a good average rate of return but still not have much growth on your money. It's funny how that works out, but the key is to have compounding interest. In order to do that, you need consistent rates of return, not just good averages. So, you know, you may have a year where the stock market's up 15% or 2 years like that, but then if you lose 20%, the average may be good, but your money actually may not be as good as just, say, a 5% rate of return. You want to be smart about looking at how your money functions in a volatile environment.
Okay. And, you know, fuzzy math could also be construed sometimes as just rationalization or maybe even logic. In this one, tell me what you think. It's definitely best to wait until I'm 70 to start my Social Security so that I can get the biggest monthly amount possible. Is that right?
Well, that's right for some people, but not necessarily for everyone. It's part of the planning process to understand how Social Security interacts with other sources of income. It is true if we wait till 70, we'll have the highest dollar amount, but we have to consider other things. Do we have an income that we can draw on prior to that? Do we have longevity risks that we need to be concerned with? Do we need to, you know, there's just a lot of things to consider. It's just not simply, let's wait to age 70. Is there a spouse involved? Are there other taxable monies like IRAs that we have to consider? Just to doing the analysis, what we like to do is talk about Social Security as being a part of our income. And we're looking for guaranteed streams of income. Social Security is certainly one of those. So it should be considered. And a lot of times it does pay to wait to age 70, but it's not for everyone. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Okay. We're listening to Retirement Income Solutions with Security First Asset Management, and they are retirement income certified professionals and national Social Security advisors. You can get all your questions answered on those subjects by Bill and Daniel. Is this fuzzy math, too? I'm currently saving for retirement, but I won't need to do that once I'm actually retired. So I won't need as much income in retirement. So I don't need as much income in retirement as I do now.
Well, I think that's not a good way to think about things, mainly because of several different factors. The first being that most people spend as much or more money when they're first retired in the go-go phase, that's what we call it, as they did when they were working. So you always need more money than you think you're going to need. First reason being that you're going to have more time on your hands when you're first retired. But we also have to think about the fact that people are living so long and we have high inflation. I mean, if we have high inflation, higher than we have now, even if it's just 3%, the amount of income you'll need in 20 years is dramatically more. If you needed $50,000 in the first year of your retirement, in year 20 you'll need around $90,000. That's with 3% inflation. Taxes on your savings as you make withdrawals. Most people have their money in IRAs, so when you take out that income, you're going to pay taxes on it. And then health care costs keep going up. These are reasons why you probably will need more money than you expect when you first retire. It's crucial to have a plan to account for that.
Okay, they say that I can take 4% out of my portfolio every year without running out of money. So I'll just follow that rule. I'll be fine, right?
Well, you know, that is a rule that has worked for many people for a long, long time. I think it was, came about somewhere in the 90s, and it does work until it doesn't. And what I mean by that is if our sole source of income or the major source of our income is our portfolio that we've our investable assets that we've accumulated over our lifetime, if we need to withdraw 4% from that portfolio to meet our livelihood, the must-haves in our lives and some of our lifestyle, then it has to be a little bit more predictable than that. You've got to earn at least 4% of the portfolio to be able to withdraw 4%. And the biggest concern we have with the 4% rule is the sequence of returns risk, meaning if the market is trending down and we still need to withdraw 4%, we still need to adjust it for inflation, we actually are beginning to spend our principal and not having enough principal then to grow in the future to replace the money we've earned. As a combination of 4% rule and other types of planning strategies should be implemented, not just a sole strategy of 4%, because today there's several studies out there to indicate that the 4% rule in reality today is more like 2.5. So it's really not 4. So that means already a reduction in income of 1 and 1.5%. So it becomes more difficult. What we follow in our firm is what we call the lifetime income blueprint. And that's a sequence of spending. That's a planning for your futures. So all you are listening to today, we'll address the fuzzy math issues that we just talked about as you sit down with us. So we invite you, if you have at least $100,000 accumulated for your retirement, to give us a call at 800-987-1443 today. And let's sit down and have a conversation about you. Let's put in place a lifetime income blueprint that will help you thrive in retirement, not just get by. We think it's important that we have things in place to help you thrive and that your lifestyle remains as you would like it. So give us a call. The next 10 callers that have at least $100,000 for invested for retirement, call us for your blueprint today at 800-987-1443.
You want your predictability to be in retirement. You want to know what is ahead for you and how you can make income last for a lifetime. If you have that 100K and you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to have a lifetime income blueprint set up complimentary with Bill and Daniel in Security First Asset Management. Call the number 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. If you're in Middle Georgia, you're planning on retirement, you want to call that number to listen, plan, and thrive. 800-987-1443. This is Retirement Income Solutions. We're glad you've joined us.
Getting the right retirement plan is important. Make sure that the person designing your plan abides by the three C's. Your plan should be comprehensive and that it leaves no stone unturned. Every angle of the retirement world should be considered, from estate planning to tax planning and risk versus safety. All of it is important to consider. Your plan should also be customized. Cookie cutter plans are a no-no. Your plan should be unique to your situation, and any true financial analysis will reflect that. Finally, an advisor should put a plan together for you that is complementary, at no cost or obligation to you. It should be a fact-finding mission, not a sales pitch out of the gate. So remember the three C's: comprehensive, customized, and complimentary. If you're struggling to find that kind of plan, call Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith with the Security First Asset Management team here in Middle Georgia. Dial 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
It's getting to know you time.
This is the Retirement Income Solutions Program with Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors at Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia. And I'm Steve Gramsey. In this segment we call Getting to Know You. Gentlemen, I will ask a question and I'd be interested if both of you would participate in an answer. So here it is. Outside of the financial world, is there any area of discipline that you'd consider yourself an expert in?
I would have to say that I would consider myself somewhat of an expert in music. I played guitar and sang for over 20 years. My parents taught me when I was at a pretty young age how to play my first chords. They met at Middle Georgia Show Choir. So I've kept up with music my whole life. I play different instruments and like to sing. So I've taught lessons. I guess that makes me an expert.
Wow. Well, you have an active band, too. Tell us about your band. What's your band called?
Well, my band's called Back City Woods. We play all over the Southeast, and I got a little recording studio at my house, too.
Yeah, they were also the Braves Band of the Year in 2014?
Yep, 2014.
Wow. Yeah, the Atlanta Braves Band of the Year.
Interesting. I'd have a hard time with that.
How about that?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'd be wanting to call you Backwoods City, though. It seems like Back City Woods is backwards. No?
We do that intentionally, so you get it mixed up. No, I'm kidding.
You wouldn't have a hard time confusing Gramsci here. I can get confused very, very easily. All right, well, that's great. And let me ask you, Daniel, was it your parents? Were they inclined and played instruments too, and so you kind of followed them, or is it something you picked up with their encouragement?
Well, both of them had guitars. My father had an Ovation. My mother had a Yamaha guitar, and so they were just kind of laying around, and I saw my dad playing, but it was actually my mom that showed me the first chords. Hmm. Music was always a big thing in our home growing up. So.
Yeah, that is super. Now, can you top that, Bill?
Are you kidding me?
Of course you can top.
No. Expert, gosh, you know, that's when you say expert in something, that's awful subjective. Yeah. I mean, personally subjective. I'm not an expert in anything. Well, I have 5 children, and my wife and I have 22 grandchildren. I'm an expert at something.
paying the bills, yeah.
I would say, I would hesitate to use the word expert, but one of the things that I really enjoy and feel like I do quite well is being able to present educational or informational type stuff, whether it be lessons or classes or something like that. I'm not a professional teacher, but I do quite well, I think, being able to present subject matters.
Okay, and I'll bet
I'm an expert. But
I'll bet you're an expert in listening to Daniel play guitar.
Yeah, he does well.
Yeah.
All right. There's other things I like to do, but I can't consider myself an expert.
Okay, I know that's understandable. And thanks for sharing, especially your music prowess there, Daniel. We can kind of hear it now. Back City Woods. And now we know a little bit more about Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith on Retirement Income Solutions.
Bill Danner isn't just one of your great hosts here on Retirement Income Solutions. He's also the president and CEO of Security First Asset Management. As an independent investment advisor representative, he has numerous years of experience helping people just like you in Middle Georgia create sound, conservative retirement plans. To sit down with Bill and his team and talk about how they might be able to help you, call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Daniel Neesmith is the Vice President of Security First Asset Management and an Investor Advisor Representative. He's also a Retirement Income Certified Professional. He specializes in pre- and post-retirement planning with an emphasis on minimizing the taxes and fees you pay. Get a second opinion of your financial plan with Daniel and his team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Visit our website for details on the services we provide, education videos, our Great Learning Center, and to find out about upcoming events. It's all on CompleteThePlan.com. That's CompleteThePlan.com.
This is Retirement Income Solutions. We're glad you've joined us. I'm Steve Gramsci with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith with offices in Dublin and Macon. They are the Security First Asset Management Team, our local wealth advisors, and their mantra is to listen, plan, and thrive. And you can find us online at CompleteThePlan.com. RetirementIncomeSolutions.com. You can also find them on Facebook by searching Retirement Income Solutions. As we kick off this segment, we're going to talk about some planning process, but let's go back to the mailbag and get a question from Hans in Dublin for you, Bill. Hans says, I hate having money in the bank because it's not earning enough interest every month to even buy me a cheeseburger from the value menu. For the money that I've earmarked on my emergency fund, is there something better I can do with it?
That's a very tough question, Hans. We appreciate giving us a call today. You know, before I'd give you an answer on that, I'd want to know exactly what the emergency fund is set aside for. I mean, what's your definition of that? We all have a tendency to want to move away from low interest rate environments to try to earn more money on our money, and we can take a lot more risk than we should, especially for something that's supposed to be an emergency. We like to help people understand that we need to have emergency money set aside, and by doing so, we accept the risk that we're not going to earn a lot for the protection it can give us just in case we need an emergency. It's just in case money. So I'd have to have a conversation with you about what you're really trying to do with that money, what it means to you, and understand that. And I know it's tough out there to make money on money today in safe positions, but the money's there for a reason. Whatever that reason is, will help dictate what kind of risk you want to take. So we'd love to have a conversation with you, Hans, and help you understand how best to position that money based on what you're trying to get that money to do for you.
All right,
thanks,
Hans,
for giving us a call.
Yes, Hans, and you can make that number 800-987-1443 to give Bill and Daniel a call. In this segment, we're continuing now with the planning process. It's important to be able to recognize the difference between an advisor who actually has a plan, is in progress with it, and an advisor who just gives sales pitches all day. So, gentlemen, you would know this as well as anyone, and you compete against people who are doing just that, making sales pitches. What are some signs that an advisor is more focused on selling than planning?
One of the first telltale signs was a recommendation of some type of product very early in the conversation without ever asking the right questions, and that happens quite a bit. I mean, there's some folks out there that believe they have the best product for all solutions, and that's just not the case. Another case is not understanding you, not gathering enough information about you as an individual, your spouse and your family, what your goals are, what your income needs will be, not asking enough questions to get a foundation of what you are all about, pointing out the bad things that they may be doing already, and then praising and talking about all the things they can do for you. Those are things that seem to be like more self-centered. We need to take a best interest approach when we talk to people, especially when we're talking about their retirement dollars. And so it's about them, not about us. It's not about a product. It's about a process. We believe in a process. And that process takes us through those steps of getting to know and identifying goals and income needs.
Well, why don't you take the moment to do that then? Describe your planning process from start to finish.
All right. So we have a process, a proprietary process that we have developed called the Lifetime Income Blueprint. It's something that we follow every time. With all of our clients and friends of theirs that we work with. And frankly, it's something that we found to be very useful because people can know what to expect when they walk into the office. First day we meet with someone, first of all, no advice is given. It's just an opportunity to sit down, to talk to someone, to talk to you, to get to know you and your situation. And more than anything else, to develop a relationship, because that's really what it's all about. So the step one is getting to know someone and getting to know them on a personal level and on a financial level. And especially important is understanding their goals and their budget and what they have saved in order to accomplish those goals. When we meet the second time, we will have forecasted out for them what they have articulated to us. We want to make sure that they have enough assets and income to reach the goals that they have. We call that the retirement reality check, just to make sure that taking into account all the different things that we're dealing with in retirement, like inflation, taxes, health care, market risk, we want to make sure that their plan that they're currently pursuing can stack up up against that. So we forecast that out. We call that the retirement reality check. Many times that will uncover some issues that they need to deal with. So then we start developing together with our clients an investment policy statement that outlines their specific goals in writing on paper. And then from there, and it's usually the third or fourth visit where we start actually making recommendations about how to best invest their assets to give them the income they need or the growth they need. So that's our lifetime income blueprint.
Well, I know you didn't start out with this model. I mean, you've developed this and probably evolved over time, maybe even made a mistake or two when you were dealing with folks. So how is your philosophy and model different now than when you first started out?
Well, for me, I started out when the market was really predictable. It was always going up. And over the years, we've experienced not one but two major corrections in the market. And the more we have focused as advisors on the retirement planning process, the more I've come to realize how important it is, especially in light of the fact that a lot of people are retiring without a predictable stream of income, meaning other than Social Security, something like a pension. The pensions are fewer and far between today. So today, we are more focused on reliable and predictable and sustainable streams of income than ever before, because in reality, we've got to have a paycheck in retirement, just like we have to have a paycheck when we're working and throughout our career. So it's no different. We have to do that. So our focus is focused on income planning.
Okay, and I know that Security First Asset Management also specializes in working with federal employees, and you can provide a complimentary federal employee benefit analysis, but what else is unique about your process? What's someone likely to experience in your office that probably won't with some other advisor?
Well, that's a great question. We really want to have what we call a client-centric focus. That starts by listening to them and taking time not only to greet them when they walk through the door and offer them things to make them comfortable like drinks or snack. Most importantly, it's about when we sit down together, we don't just start talking about money. We don't start talking about finances. I want to know them on a personal level. And I think it's about relationships. It's not about money. You know, whenever you get into retirement, people think it's about the numbers, crunching numbers, doing financial planning, but it's not. Really what it comes down to is how do we deal with all the emotional roller coasters that we're going to deal with in life, and how do we position ourselves and our finances to best handle that. So I think the biggest difference is we listen to people, and we want to work not tell them what to do, but work with them, kind of coach them along. We're passionate about our community, about helping people be well prepared for retirement, especially making sure they have the right amount of income coming in at the right time from the right place. We're offering a complimentary financial review for anyone who has saved at least $100,000. The next 10 callers that call in who have saved at least $100,000, we're going to sit down with you and we're going to give you a personalized lifetime income blueprint. We'll talk about your retirement income needs, where that income is going to come from, how you need to outpace inflation. These are really important topics. If you're sitting there listening, thinking that you need to review these things, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. Come in, give us a call, and we'll talk about your lifetime income blueprint so you can thrive in retirement.
Daniel, as I listen to you, I often think back to my Dale Carnegie training, because Dale Carnegie's whole philosophy was serving others first and being a good listener, to put that in a nutshell. It was kind of like the golden rule. If you're looking out for someone else first, you're going to, even indirectly, at least have some benefit. And if you can't find your client's need, then you really have no business serving your own. So I congratulate you on that, and remember that by serving others first, Security First Asset Management has continued to grow in Middle Georgia. They have offices in Dublin and Macon, and they can put together a lifetime income blueprint for you, complimentary, if you'll just make that phone call to 800-987-1443. Don't procrastinate. Get on the phone. 800-987-1443 is the number to call, and you can also find us online at completetheplan.com. This is Retirement Income Solutions. with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. I'm Steve Gramsci. It's been a fun show again, gentlemen. I thank you for the advice, and I thank you for the insight.
We enjoyed the program. We always enjoy it. We look forward to this every week.
Again, the number to call, 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443 for your lifetime income blueprint. Thank you for joining us on Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.